We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
Now, push up your lights, my team shines. The brightest, the brightest, it tries. Never deny it, know when I write it. It's a higher science, get light, get your mind right. A pure, undeniable force you can't fight. Or box with it, I'm in it, drop it. Touch it, not caring, locked in it. I pen it, bend it, spin it, for those of them with flows. Chrome kitted, fully blown, my bones made out of bones. So don't get it twisted, this is not a symptom. This is a result of sickness in the system. Get light with it, 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 light with it, get light.
Swing through the jungle in the hallways, new era dropping on a mild day, high def IMAX Broadway, early in the game and I don't play.
When I go, it's like I'm leading a slaughter. No for trust, just take you into tomorrow. You say you're the head of the bullet, out the revolver. You can see on beat that they call me the shot.
Listening to Snacky Tunes. I'm one half your host, DJ Never Forget. That is Terry Diabolic.
Yo, welcome to another rainy Monday.
Yeah, I'm kind of was thinking that when we were growing up, this time of year when it was like this, it would be snow. Because cold rain is pretty much how I can define the winters in Oregon, which is why I eventually left. This is just awful. So... yeah.
You were right, Al Gore.
Yeah.
Global warming does suck.
Global warming does exist for rainy days. We got a big show today. We got some really good people in house. But let's get going on it. We only got an hour.
Well, do you want to say who's here?
No, I was going to let it like, who could it be?
Okay.
And now I'm going to say.
All right.
We have Elliot Arano from Record Label and Food Gold. Hey, Elliot.
Hi, guys.
And we have Anna Pop Consortium setting up in the corner with a lot of chords. I mean, I've never even seen that many chords.
And we opened up the show with Get Light Tobacco Remix, which we actually got from the Record Label website. So, Elliot, thank you so much for the music.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Do you remember when I got laid off from the Plug Awards collapsed? You and I met at Cake Shop, and you're like, I'm starting this website that we could use a writer for. And I was like, okay, that could be interesting. And then I went to Vice, and you took over with Record Label. Do you remember that?
I do.
Maybe he does.
No, I do. I do.
So for all those who don't know what record label is, why don't you explain to us what it is and why you hate vowels?
Sure. It is a free and legal downloading site. Some people would call it a blog. I think of it more as a kind of like curated free iTunes. But the takeaway knowledge, I'm getting good at distilling this into a sentence. The takeaway knowledge is that we feature about 4 or 5 artists every day and offer up tracks and exclusives and remixes and all sorts of interesting stuff to our user base, and people can download the songs, and you know, the artists give us their permission, the labels give us their permission, and it's basically how it all comes together. So we're sort of you know, like a blog that's legal, or like an actually good music service.
And the hatred of vowels?
Story of record label name. It was, and this will speak to how bad the other ones were. It was the best name we could come up with, and we sort of liked the idea. Yeah, we sort of liked the idea that clearly it wasn't a record label, and so we thought we were being clever. Also, no one had the URL.
it's amazing how many ideas are shot down these days because you can't get rights for the URL. Because yeah. It's like, oh well, this is what we're called, but it's a totally different website. So, but yeah. There you go.
We were going to call it Factory 2, but we thought that was a little presumptuous.
Yeah.
Which is a joke. That was actually a really bad, like, deadpan joke.
Yeah. People can't see facial expressions on radio. I've made a lot of jokes that everyone in the room thought was hilarious.
Hilarious. Well, let's back up about how many people thought were hilarious.
If you want to hear those hilarious jokes, you can check out our podcasts through iTunes. Just go to iTunes and check out Snacky Tunes, and you can hear all my hilarity. Yeah. And you can judge for yourself. Please write me in your favorite jokes, music@foodtpnyc.com.
Anyway, so, and then record label is just record label, but no vowels, and that's the website.
rcrdlbl.com.
But, so, while this is great, as you know, we usually start off the top of our show with food guests, and while Elliot has done a great job with record label, one of the other things besides fashion that we talk about, which is not enough time for, is that Elliot loves to cook. And you love to cook, and you share a lot of the recipes that you make on Food Gold, which is part of the Fool's Gold, I guess, a subdivision, a blog post?
It's a column.
It's a column, a feature,
a clubhouse.
And I have, on multiple occasions, been at the store and texted Elliot being like, okay, I'm here. I'm trying to figure out what to make, and you've always come up with the good recipes, particularly the coq au vin, which I have made, I think, 3 or 4 times now. And
it's nice during the season, too.
It is really nice during the season.
Super comforting.
And it's a really easy recipe to make. So we share a lot of that. Would you talk about Food Gold and, you know, how you started that, and, you know, what was the first dish that you made that you felt was of some level and nailed?
Sure. Well, I didn't start it. It was actually started by Sammy Bananas from Telephoned, and
who will be guests on here next week.
But, you know, Nick and Elena have both been friends of mine for a very, very long time. And, yeah, basically because I'm not a DJ and all my friends are, when I go out, I get really bored talking about DJ things. I don't understand DJ things. So I would really just start talking with people about other things that I thought they were interested in, too, like clothes and food. So Nick was like, you know, we're trying to get this column jumping off regularly. Why don't you just kind of own it and, like, do it as a weekly thing? And for me, I really like the idea of kind of like demystifying cooking for sort of DJs and people that I affectionately refer to as just like kind of like kitchen retards. You know, can you say that on the air?
You can say it on the air. You got to stick to it and, you know, defend that statement, but you can definitely say it.
Sorry. People who consider themselves like anti-cooks or have never tried to cook or just, oh, that's not for me, that's for some other guy, or, you know, my mother was terrible at it, so I will be too. All those kind of people. I thought it'd be kind of cool just to do something that, if you were sort of interested, we wouldn't, like, really bog you down with, like, technical terms or like super fancy techniques, but, like, really simple stuff that, like, anybody could use. Like, how do you make a pan sauce? You know, how do you not overcook pasta? How do you... you know, just sort of apply like these really simple applications to cooking.
Once you get in the kitchen, and you feel comfortable about it, you might assume like, how could you not know this? But there's a lot of people, especially in New York, especially with like bands who lives are on the road, who see their kitchen as a terrifying place of discomfort and humiliation.
But it's also practice. It's like any type of skill. It's the more that you're in there. I was talking to somebody about this weekend. And it's like the more that you're in there, the better that you get, because you can pull on things that you remember you do. It's like, I think that there's some recipes that I had to look up 3 or 4 times because I made them so far apart that once I start to make them more and more at the same time, you know, I was just like, oh, now I remember, or make improvements or things like that.
Well, I think again, you know, it's exciting because sort of one of the conceits of the column, obviously, is that I'm certainly no chef and I'm certainly no restaurant critic. But I think going around to different places and sort of offering a recommendation, as we've done with a few restaurants, or doing video segments with chefs where they actually let us backstage into their kitchens and show us how to cook stuff. Like, I think all of that's really, really exciting. And again, I think, like, if you're someone who's interested in food, or, you know, sort of thinking, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe I should learn to cook. Maybe I should, like, try to impress this chick and learn how to cook. That's basically what the column is there right for. Like, if you want to impress a chick.
All right. So I want to take a break.
Yes.
Drop a song. Come back. Talk about some of your favorite recipes and some of your favorite places that you've eaten.
Sure.
And you also alluded that you might have some hints on how to make good mashed potatoes.
I tried it last night. I have a couple ideas.
All right. Okay. I got a couple ideas. So.
Yeah. So you're listening to Snacky Tunes on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. Big shout out to Whole Foods, who's our sponsor today. Make sure on these Whole Foods Market today. My mistake. Make sure to hit them at Union Square. Big shout out to Andy Pop Consortium, who is sitting here set up. Gonna rock and drop some tunes, talk about the new record coming up. Elliot Arano, Jack and Zee and Rec Tech, Roberta's, and a big shout out to Sarah Hooper, whose birthday is today.
And Cat Stubbs, Nick Cat Stubbs.
Oh, and Cat Stubbs.
Happy birthday, dude.
Oh, their offices are right around the corner. So we love you guys, and here we go. Mouthful of pizza, pocketful of dreams. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. That was just Alan Astor, Fantastic Fantasy off of his 2005 record, Everything Is Possible. I used to play that on my radio show back in Oregon. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. In the studio right now, we have Elliot Arano of Record Label and Food Blog.
Hi.
How's it going? How's that pizza?
That pizza's good. You caught me as I was... I like how you just called the column Food Blog.
Food Gold. Yeah, Food Blog.
No, I like that, though, because it's like it has the same kind of generic feel as Record Label.
Yeah,
like,
Food Blog.
Food Blog.
Food Blog. Like, not the Food Blog, just Food Blog. Like, it's a food blog.
I also wear Red Shoe.
Red Shoe. And plaid shirt.
This pumpkin squash pizza every week. Robertus, thank you. You get to me every time.
This is actually a patchwork.
Sorry.
Madras.
I'm totally blowing it.
So, as we were tagging out last time and over the last song, we were talking about comfort food and about the beauty of mashed potatoes, especially on a rainy day like today. And you said last night you worked through some mashed potato issues and got to the bottom of a couple of serious questions.
Well, here's what I discovered, because I don't know about you guys, but I always had really starchy, gluey, like wheat paste mashed potatoes. And I would always think to myself, like, well, what's up here? You know, am I not like stirring it enough, or how come it's just, you know, lumps I can live with, but like, it's more the texture, like that, you know what I mean? Like just not, not silky and light. And so I realized the key to this, there's a couple, you want me to go through it?
Yeah.
All right.
No, how about this? A couple tips. And then if you want to learn more, you can go to the blog.
That's which I guess I have to write about this for Food Goal tomorrow. No, yes, but basically the kind of key with it is really not over mixing it too much. Use like when you take the potatoes and they're cooked, and you put them into the stove or whatever, you really just want to do like two passes
with
the masher. Just two. Then you want to add in the butter. And do like another thing, and then you want to add in your warmed up milk or cream or what have you. Then after that, it's really just a 20-second whisk with the wire whisk, and it gets fluffy and delicious. But over mixing it is what turns it into that wheat paste gross stuff.
Because you take all the air out.
I don't know why, but yes, maybe you do.
What you're doing is you're just mashing it, removing any of the. I guess any like the fluffiness of it is because you're just mashing and mashing and mashing, you're pressing out all the volume and just making it this dense ball.
Oh, and the other thing that I learned, which is actually a good tip, is salt the crap out of your water as you're boiling your potatoes, because it's very difficult to add salt and then still retain that sort of minimal mixing method when you're constantly tasting and putting
it. So pre-salt.
Pre-salt the hell out of your water. I used about a pound and a half of potatoes, and I put in, I think, like four tablespoons of salt into that water. Yeah, I mean,
But that's what you would use, but that's it for the dish. That's all the salt for the...
Give or take.
Give or take a little bit.
And then each guest can salt and pepper to their own desire.
Yeah, you can salt it however you like, guys.
Yeah, I mean, we had talked about this before, about I'd eaten really spicy Indian food last night, but where the thing was, as you so eloquently said, spice and salt, it's good, and then after a while, it's too much, and that's all you can taste.
You don't want to taste that.
You don't want to taste that. So, you didn't get to my question, but I am really curious. I kind of felt that as I was learning to cook, in the last year, like really learning to cook, there's been a few dishes that I've... I don't think that I could have made this before. So I'm kind of curious, like, is there a dish or something that comes to mind that you're like, hey, this is, like, I'm definitely operating at a more than, like, two eggs and toast type of spaghetti level?
Yes. It happened during Halloween, which, for the record, is one of my least favorite nights of the year. So I turned off my phone and just decided that I didn't want to go out and I wanted to cook. And I made some... lamb shanks that I braised for about, I don't know, 6.5 hours. And I mean, tomato paste, bay leaves, beef broth, like really the whole trip.
The rig.
And when they were done and falling off the bone and just absolutely delicious on top of some polenta, I was like, wow, you know, I could actually kind of do this. Right. And also for me lately, you know, you say eggs as an example of like low level cooking, but I've actually really focused on my egg game a ton. I try to wake up and have eggs for breakfast every morning Because when you can pull that off with finesse and a plume,
I think I meant more because we tried to poach eggs and it was like
I tried once and then realized that we had a long line of hungry people waiting for brunch. So you're saying now you're bringing your egg game?
Yeah.
Actually, I encourage all listeners, if you're interested, to step up your cooking game. Really, like, pan sauces and eggs, I find are two areas that, with a little bit of sort of practice and finesse, you can really, like, trick yourself into believing that you can cook well.
And a pan sauce is really nothing more than cooking a meat and then deglazing. I mean, if you want to get to the basic, simple, maybe a little flour for little... people sort of frown at flour, but like if you want to add a little thickness.
No, I love a little thickness.
But you know, a little roux. I mean, it really is. It's about patience. And I wouldn't say this, it's a patience in your heat as well. You know what I mean? It's about controlling. You know, for both eggs and sauces, just being able to like take the time, let things come naturally to what it is.
You know, not to take away from the volume of traffic that a Food Goal gets every day, but Gordon Ramsay's perfect eggs. Just Google that, and you can see the video, and he shows you... I tried it this morning, and the method is bananas. I also, off the heat, on the heat.
Oh, I've seen that, where he steams them.
Not steams them,
but he cooks it at a slow heat, and, well, I mean, because liquid steams, it cooks the eggs a little. There's a little bit of steam involved.
You're messing me up here, but just tell all of your listeners,
okay,
too.
I've seen that video.
I've also found the one of the final points to this, because I want to get to...
Is there a point to this?
No, the point... other thing about cooking, learning how to cook, the thing that I found is YouTube videos. And just don't, like, not in particular, like, any YouTube video, because there's some times where you'll be, like, some chef will talk for 10 minutes about something.
Oh, God.
And you're like this, but The Minimalist, which is...
Mark Bittman.
He has like 50 videos online about, and they're all under 4 or 5 minutes,
and they're great.
And they're great. And I've made some really dishes that people are like, holy crap. And you're like, this is like 6 steps.
Yeah. This is what he actually was. My parents bought me that book as a birthday present, How to Cook Everything by Mark Bittman.
Oh, so we have it in the loft.
And that's what, that's actually what got me started doing all this stuff.
Can I say one last thing? A little bit increase in your knowledge of music and food goes a long way with the opposite sex.
Or same sex, depending
same
on
sex.
Your preference.
Yeah, but it really shows that you just like are taking like a little bit more, like, because most people don't, you know, have an insight to music or food, and you raise that game a little bit, and people go,
especially cook for somebody.
Oh, dinner and breakfast. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, I think it's nice. You know, I think we live in a savage, brutish world, so anytime you can share a meal with people, it's always going to be good.
Hold on, Terry. Before
hold on.
Before you get up, first off, I want to thank Elliot for coming. Hopefully you stick around for a little bit.
Record label with novowels.com and just go to Food Gold.
Yeah, it's
because I tried finding the URL, but it's not.
foolsgoldrex.com/foodgold.
You'll find it.
Rolls off the tongue.
But I want to say a congratulations. Our friend Dan Hart, after a long... I think opened up it's M Noodle. It's an offshoot of M Shanghai. It's a noodle bar on Metropolitan and Union, and we got the chance to go eat there 2 nights ago, and it was amazing.
And then we ordered it the next day.
And then we ordered it the next day for people.
We're gonna get him in here.
We'll get him in here. But to say it's huge bowl of noodle and pork,
ramen and pork and whatever
for like $8. It's like super recession friendly.
$9 for a fried egg.
Yeah. They've got like really good scallion pancakes. They've got really good, it's M Noodle. I believe there's a timeout New York review coming up this week, but especially on a day like today, like just a huge bowl of like hot broth and thing.
Yes.
And they deliver all over like the Williamsburg area. So M Noodle, I don't have, I'll find the information coming up. So Terry is going to drop us a set, and then we're going to have Antipop talk about the upcoming record, show, fried chicken they ate, drop some tunes. You're listening to Snacky Tunes on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. Big shout out to Whole Food Markets. Take it away, Terry.
Thank you.
All right. That was just Ellie Goulding, Starry Eyes, Rush Times Remix, Terry D on the decks. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. What were the other two songs, brother?
Well, right before that was Pick Up the Phone by Dragonette, the Vanshee remix. And then opened up the set with I won't Know, the Groove Armada Treasure Finger track. Every once in a while, and you know, you sit through the blogs and you just get a load of junk. But this weekend it was a real gold mine, and it got a lot of good stuff. More often than not. And that sort of speaks to, you know, what Elliot and Wrecker Lib are doing. But like, it's really just every once in a while you hit. And big shout out to Rust Chimes. That track is already a monster. Number one on Hype Machine today. It came out this weekend. Like, so anyway, so we are very lucky to be in the set, in the studio, right here, right now, with one of our favorite bands.
How's it going?
What's up, yo? Howdy.
You want to introduce yourselves?
I am Beans. And Earl Blaze from the Anti-Pop Consortium.
Yeah, this is Earl Blaze. What's up?
What's up? Yeah. Beans and I met years ago at my first job at World's Fair, which shared the offices with Def Jux. World's Fair, RIP. Plug Awards, RIP.
Yep.
Def Jux still here.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying. But, and we just, right? What do you say? Yeah.
It's RIP.
Yeah. So we've been following and, you know, chatting when you're just running into the street corners.
Yeah.
But always wanted to, I think we spoke like earlier last year about when you were going to come in, and you're like, yo, let's wait till you got some good things coming up. And you got some good things coming up.
I'll try and work it out.
So let's first talk about the new record that's all coming up.
The album's called Fluorescent Black. It came out, it's only like 2 months old.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fairly brand new. You know, we've been touring a bunch. You know, like mainly how you haven't really been seeing us is because we've been mainly spending most of our time in Europe and whatnot. Did some tours with Public Enemy, Edon, and Cool Keith. You know, been doing that. And this weekend we're playing with Rain Machine at BAM. So,
yeah. Let's have Fav is also playing there this week. Is it like a?
Yeah, I think it's a benefit for Haiti.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very. Well, I
knew there was gonna be. I knew there was gonna be another band. I didn't know it was Les Savifiles.
No, they're playing Friday.
Excuse me.
I didn't know if it was like part of a music series. I don't want to say like very cool. It's the Haiti thing, but it's been amazing to watch the money roll in for the benefits.
Yeah,
what did they make $58 million on Friday for the George Clooney thing? Something
yeah,
like that?
So, yeah. I mean, I'm sure they'll get to like $500 million before too long. More.
Yeah,
you can get in there.
I put my $10 in.
No doubt.
Through text message.
I thought that's. I mean, but that's. Word. I mean, that's. I mean, it's interesting to say, and we'll get back in a second. But for the fundraiser, like the idea of like modern technology being like, you know, just text. That's it. It's like it could not be easier.
Yeah, definitely.
So all the proceeds for Saturday's show are going to.
Yeah, they're going to Haiti.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Did you want to say something?
I don't know. I don't bring me in on like the bummer, you know, portion. You know, I think.
So Eden's out of Boston, right?
Huh?
Eden, you said? Out of Boston?
Yeah, out of Boston.
Yeah.
He lives in Brooklyn. He lives not that far from Priest.
Yeah. Actually. I just got past one of his mixtapes. Good stuff.
It's
different. Definitely like ears like perk.
Yeah,
what's
like
going
it.
On over there?
I like it. I dig it.
So what's the response been to the new album? People digging the new tunes?
Yeah, they are. It's been interesting. You know, after a 5-year hiatus, you know, it's been the balance between people being like, "Oh, this is a continuity of what they've been doing," you know. So it's a nice balance, and then people being like, "Wow, okay, well, I feel like the hip hop audience, like in terms of the sounds, have kind of like caught up to what you've been doing." But you know, all we've been doing really is just been doing what we've always done, and you know, just trying to bring new things to the table in terms of expanding the genre of hip-hop. So
what's the new surprise song that people are just the sleeper hit, if you will, that goes off live?
I say the song that really really goes off live the best is Capricorn One. Gets off live, that gets off really well, actually. You know, apparently does as well too. So apparently works as well, really good live too.
You just said you got back from Europe. We always love talking to bands that travel around Europe, mostly about the food that they eat.
Yeah,
because it's such a good experience. And I you know, the general question are most memorable meal and the most hated meal, which maybe sometimes are the same question, but or favorite and least favorite.
Well, my favorite place to eat is like Italy. I prefer to eat Italian. You know, it's always fresh. It always seems kind of, no matter where it is, it always seems kind of homemade and has some pride in it. You know, you're eating someone who's really taking the time to really prepare a nice meal. You know, I've always enjoyed eating in Italy, you know, but usually when I'm on tour, I always try to go to like a restaurant. You know, I always try to have a sit down meal because I feel it's important, you know, to keep the energy up, because like for us, like when we're in a van all the time, like for hours, and then we have to go sound check, then we don't get little amount of sleep, you know, after the show, because, you know, we get into things. And then, you know, so I always try to eat well on the road.
Right.
You know, I make it a priority to eat well on the road. So I always try to have like a sit down meal and like go to a restaurant, treat myself nice, you know,
like a reset almost.
Yeah, always. I make it a priority for me to do so.
It's interesting that, I mean, it's more and more a common theme.
Sunshine.
Oh, sunshine. Hey, someone up there likes that idea of taking a reset.
Yeah.
It's always interesting when you're traveling on the road like that. You know, people start to get quiet, a little agitated, and then like the second the food comes out, like it's almost is better than sleep. Like that type of like taking care of yourself, nourishing yourself. Is there a spot in Italy that you're like, if you ever happen to be in this town, that you would love?
Yo, there was one pizza spot that we went to that was amazing. I can't recall the name of it, but it was in Rome. It was like we played at this like amphitheater in this park, but it was like a kind of a few. I can't remember the name of it. I'm sorry, it escapes me.
All right.
But how do you feel about the balance of the big meal, the sit-down meal, and then performing live? A lot of times that...
Well, I can't eat two hours before. I need 2 hours a night, no food. So
right.
Usually I try to eat, like, after the show. Like, sometimes, usually, when in our situation, like, the promoter's usually providing food, so sometimes they, like, cook the meals for us and prepare it backstage and have the meals ready. So I usually just get a plate, like, for after the show. You know,
what's not to serve you guys, APC? Like, do not serve this to us. We will not eat it. Cannot eat this.
Well, I guess each of us has our own, you know, particular tastes. I'm not a big sushi person myself, but I think the rest of the guys like sushi. So, I mean, it's all about, for me, I like it to have some kind of texture. Like, for example, when we were in France, they had a lot of like paste, like when I was at a friend's, and they use a lot of paste, like, you know, of different types to spread on the bread. You know, I just like, I mean, I need to eat a lot. Like, I need my meals healthy and, you know, thick and rich.
Right.
So, you know, like.
Those two things go together?
a semblance of a meal is not a meal for me, so.
Got it.
You know.
Beans, anything that you won't, you'll just be like, no thanks, send it back.
I try to experience different things on the road, because usually they is depending on where we are, we usually get something. It's usually one or two things that I've never had before.
Right.
So I try it out, you know. I'll at least try it, you know. Maybe once or twice, maybe. But I try to experiment a little bit with my food, a little bit. I'm trying to keep an open mind. You know?
I mean, I feel like that it would be like the experience of the world. It's like, who knows when you'll be back there again?
Yeah, exactly.
Try it out. All right, well, I mean, we'll have you in here. You know, you guys want to spin some tunes?
Yeah.
You're all set? Glaze, everything good?
I'll play a couple of tunes.
All right, so you're listening to Snacky Tunes on heritageradionetwork.com. Got Beans, Blaze, and Studio about to drop a set. Big shout out to Whole Food Markets for sponsor, Jack Inslee and Rec Tech for helping us sound and look just so damn good. And to Roberto's.
You look really good right now.
Thank you. I definitely looking good as I did in these clothes because I wore them yesterday.
Also, for those of you listening at home, it's really funny because I'm situated between the two twins, and it's like it's sort of it's creating
in stereo.
It's a really interesting like interviewing dynamic, because like you look at one and you look at the other, and it just kind of keeps going. So maybe next time we'll have like a different kind of like
setup
and different brother feng shui.
Maybe maybe like more of like a Frost Nixon across the table type.
Ooh,
of
thing. Yeah, that could yeah, could be good.
All right, so here we go. Snacky Tunes, heritageradionetwork.com. All right, let's hear it.
No doubt. get slack, you backtrack. The diaphragmatic ball beam makes pixels and pumps when you play this. So if the sound is failing your volume, now stand turn the beat up and hear a ball beam falling to the groove as if somebody left the toilet seat up. Spend your dividends, get open off lyrics like legs do. Ladies of leisure, microphones stand ready to receive that tongue like communion. Frightened MCs kneel, petitioning to an empty sky. So brace yourself for impact and fat crowds. A link plate like airbags won't work in the enemy of easy listening, self-made eliminations. As logic can desmitic your type and serve a terrible example, it obliterates from the base of the skull. The fad of guns for funds, a hope fades, the spell of darkness. The shine brightly like a sun, the light of reason. I tease the truth and in the shame it bears all. As music whispers the language of external torment, don't retreat, respond to my charm. Aesthetic is a lie detector where hearts pound as it sounds like drum rolls on a snare. There's too many MCs and not enough listeners. CFC 12 is poisonous to all you so-called lyricists with nothing to say. In response, this declaration for your demise is detrimental. No doubt. Get slack, you backtrack the diaphragmatic. Ball beam makes papes as it pumps when you play this. So if the sound is fading on your volume, now then turn the beat up and hear ball beam falling to the groove as if somebody left the toilet seat up. Abandon all hope. Innocent clings to the bosom like an infant clings for its mother's affections as its hands of her gentle stroke send all fears to sleep. Just as the first sound uttered, a cry is laid waste by her soothing whisper. Both appear as beautiful as the melody of the song's wind, consumed by the thought of you, wanting to hold you when you were never near. Reality is determined by the moment of impact or by the way it's grasped, tending to think more of what is than what will be. Hope is nothing if not looking ahead, not it what it may seem, but what it may hold. Not to think initiates destruction, degradation for demographics on mass scale. If you call that hip hop, then you can have it.
Basing reality on your terms, I ache ridiculously. Seeing the meanness in you, one of us will have to go.
In the pop, no can do, bus driver.
Wait, hold on. Don't
Project
say,
Blow.
Hey, don't say my name.
Popping peas profusely.
I don't want people to know I'm on the song.
These sneaker geek MCs to me are so broke back. So fuck sexy and 09, I'm bringing broke back.
Your favorite rapper's Bronny, wearing a French braided hair shirt. My bank account been squandy since it was the 10th grader squirt.
Your favorite rapper is extravagant, aside from his pompous name. He's like a nursery with more cribs than John McCain.
Your favorite dude champions every Chicago city sum from his condominium while brandishing his implausible minigun.
He sells more drugs than the FDA. He's ready for war like FDR. I believe him wholeheartedly, cause he keeps saying it in every bar.
Your favorite
a guy said he shot niggas on the grass lawn. Then his rap song, but he's sweeter than baked goods when he claims his hood as Capcom.
Your favorite rapper's got Alzheimer's, repeats himself like an old timer. He works harder than a gold miner when it comes to picking ghost riders.
And me, I'm your least favorite with a haircut like a pineapple. Wearing khakis torn, singing high soprano, loading candy corns like a live ammo.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, on your knees, a favorite rapper. My records only get released in April.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, on your knees, a favorite rapper. I'm rummaging through debris, I'll replace.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, I get these stations from NASA. Because I'm the least, a favorite rapper.
What's wrong with you?
I am your least favorite. I am your least favorite. I am your least favorite.
I'm your least favorite rapper. My release date is after the D-Day disaster. I need to get cheesecake for my
flavor impersonator, piss up in the circuit breaker.
While I strip it through the percolator,
I will be spell checking some blurb in the paper.
Read by the type of hipster that don't like me yelling all kinds of niggas while I'm vibing with you like Michael Richards. Nigga, 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 nigga,
still,
nigga, nigga.
Unlike, cause my leading single's about laser beams and force fields. I'm a hoopie standing full of groupies, just Maybelline and orange pills. But I serve niggas at the Pizza Hut.
And the suburban kids say I'm not street enough, but compared to them, I'm street as fuck.
I will
fuck.
Put USB ins in the tween cut.
When it comes to this nerd rap, it seems like the black thing's a problem. You know what I eat, I mean, I feel like the last king of Scotland.
So my job has to cultivate all the white guild, dipping Polaroids and rice milk, smack a soldier boy wearing Polaroids and an ice grill.
And the new rap fans listen to yay, start sniffing the yay, pretend that they're gay, but they're switching their hips in a feminine sway just to convince the women to stay.
I shell out like it was Christmas Day and give everyone an admission to pay for a tit in the face.
I was beginning to say what came first, the chicken or egg, the twisted and frayed, dissident fan that listen today, dissipates, visits and strays, and what the fuck did our whole approach to business decay?
We underuse all the parlor tricks and say to talk about art and shit. I should have put my heart and dick on the hind corners of Time Warner.
But my nine is scarier. Your man take a bell, I call him Farrier. Your woman lockjaw, something like a terrier. Head so good, about to marry her. But my be so big, I need a truck to carry her. Drama, we sick as malaria. Murder, then find a place to bury her. Escape home on a Russian carrier. Find me eating chocolate up in Bavaria. Mr. Live, never been nary. Shorty, I ain't slay at your girl malaria. No doubt, we about to boat out for the smoke out. Mommy working that back, I'm about to poke out.
Easy, lady, you about to drive me crazy. Make it fling like playground swings, a girl.
Back it up. We gon' make it rowdy.
Easy, lady. You about to drive me crazy. You make it fling like playground swings, a girl.
Back it up. We gon' make it rowdy.
People jump with it, bounce and cut with it. Shake your bottom so your man can run with it. Don't stop. Make it look like it's
all right. You can steal my line.
That's not, oh, I'm sorry. You have the TM on.
All right. I do. Thank you for acknowledging it.
Don't
you listen to Snacky Tunes? Beans and Blaze in the house.
What's up?
You guys want to tell us who you played?
Yeah, we played Bus Driver, the remix for my least favorite rapper. That was Mr. Live that just went off.
And the very first song in the set was CFC 12, Beans.
Yeah, and then we played some assorted goodies of library records of, you know, some samples and stuff that I'm working on, you know, some unreleased stuff and stuff that's about to come out. So
it's coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
So you mentioned while you were playing that you remember your least favorite meal was the Russian meal. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, that was horrible. Russian food was...
Yeah, it's just...
Oh, it was disgusting.
What we had, I don't know if that's the indicative of, you know, what we'd have normally there, but what they served us was very...
But that was my third time to Russia, but the second time was okay. The food was good, but this last time was... it was like cabbage and like bread and butter. And then, you know, they made it as a sandwich.
Like a tiny serving of like a potatoes. It was so small. I thought it was an appetizer. And I wanted to like, okay, this was good. It tasted all right. Where's the meal? And then, you know, they looked at me like I was crazy because that was the meal.
Yeah. So, it was horrible.
This is meal.
Exactly.
Yeah. Vodka is meal. So we want to thank you guys for coming out.
Oh, thank you
guys
for having
us. You guys had a good couple 2 months, hopefully, for a great 2010.
Oh, yeah.
Show on Saturday at BAM. All proceeds go to Haiti.
Yeah.
Yes.
Helping that nation. Anything else coming up or tours or anything?
Yeah,
we're leaving.
We're leaving from
March.
March to like May. We'll be overseas. But I think we're playing South by Southwest as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. Yeah. We'll all be down there.
Yeah.
We'll have a beer.
As much.
Yeah, we'll have a beer.
Yeah, definitely.
So thank you guys for coming out.
What are you guys having for dinner tonight?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh. Look at that.
Boom.
This is like MD Magazine.
I think I'm having some steak and rice.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. I like the thin. I like the thin steaks.
Like a tri-tip?
Yeah. Okay. You know, the really thin steaks.
Oh, skirt steak.
Yeah.
That's my favorite
one.
Yeah,
I like the really thin steaks, and then I marinate it. You know, keep it in the fridge, marinate it, make some rice, and then get some vegetables.
Sounds
good. I make that for myself.
You can do that with a little, like, chimichurri jump off. That's delicious. That, like, vinegar, you know, parsley sauce. Woo!
Blaze?
No doubt.
Dinner tonight?
Hey, what are you having?
Wow, I don't know. I might have to bum off of beans and see if get a piece of that skirt steak.
Get two.
It's all good. It's all good.
It's a good answer. What are you guys going to close the show out with?
Oh, I'm going to close it out with this record I'm about to rhyme on real quick. Not now, but I'm going to.
All right, so we'll let you get that set up.
Yeah.
This has been Snacky Tunes. Thank you to our food music guest, Aaron Arno.
Hi, thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Next
Fluorescent
week.
Fluorescent Black.
The album.
It's out in stores.
Please
and,
pick it up.
Website, where can I buy it?
Oh, you can get it on iTunes. You can get it at ninjatunes.bigdata.net. You can get it on there.
And awesome. Next week, we got Telephone coming. Actually, we will be playing with Telephone at the Music Hall of Williamsburg for the Cubic Zirconian, past guest of the show, record release party.
This Saturday. We go on at 8, so come early.
Yeah, come early. But the show is only 8 to 12.
Yeah. We're working on other gigs.
And then after party is at the that public assembly.
But also, not to forget, Alan Astor is playing at Hugs.
Oh, yeah.
Late night on
Saturday. Who you heard earlier in the show. So we'll be there after the music hall show.
And I might be on a break for a little bit. I might have the three.
I'll be back next week with Telephone, which is Maggie Horn, Sammy Bananas, and Michael Serino of Eraser, Shannon Knife.
Oh, that's a preview. but we're 2 weeks out from shooting our next season dinner with the band, and we got stuff to do.
Yeah, so thanks for listening.
Split duties.
Big shout out to Whole Food Markets for sponsoring, Jack Inslee, Rec Tech for making us sound good, Roberta's for, you know, how was the fried chicken?
Oh, awesome.
That's awesome, right?
I had it last week. It was really good.
It's like every 6 weeks I let myself get it. And then when I want to eat healthy, I eat pizza, so, you know.
Yeah, I'm about to frequent this spot.
Yeah. I became a convert as well after this. That squash pizza was...
Squash pizza.
I'm looking forward to that. I want to try that.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. Snacky Tunes, DJ Never Forget. Always a pleasure. Sit to your right.
Terry Diabolic. It's something.
Really?
Really. I'll see you in a few weeks.
All right, see you in the show. Or see you after that.
All right, you guys want to take us out?
Yeah.
Take us out.